Blog Talk Radio.
Di, we're live on the air. So, hi, Angels. How are you? And hi, myself. And we're excited to be here. And Di, we missed your show on Sunday because I had an emergency, was out of town. And I'm glad you're here. I know you've got a crazy life, crazy schedule. We both do. But and all those who are joining us, we're glad you're here too as well. And so, it's Di's idea tonight about the show. So, share with us victims or bullies and the angels that help you how to identify yourself and which one are you in the relationship. Are you both? That's all good.
That's often the hardest, too. Yeah, because usually people who are victims, they don't see themselves as the victim. You know, people who are actually the perpetrators often feel that they are the victim. So that, so it's kind of determining which one are you. And then, of course, you are definitely the person to go to with talking about which angels can help you. So this
will
be
fun. Yeah, we'll talk about it, too. Yeah. And the bully. So, in a relationship, there's a lot to then looking for true love, right? But so share with us, what do you think? How do you see that? Bridget?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know why.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. How do you figure out if you're a victim or a bully? I mean, how do you figure that out? How do you know which one you are?
You know, it's that is difficult because I think most people who are most of us perceive ourselves as victims, you know, don't you think? I mean, I would say, you know, the majority of the people feel like they've been victimized or hurt or whatever. And even though there's always two sides, I think both parties always feel the victim. So that's the best question. How do you know which one you are? For the starters, if you feel like something happened to you, then you're perceiving yourself as a victim. If you don't feel like you are in control of the situation, you are in control of your life, then you're feeling like a victim, you know. And we've all been there. We've all been the victim, you know, basically of getting hurt. But, you know, it's kind of that stepped-up role of the bully and the victim, kind of that codependent relationship is kind of what, you know, when I think of the bully, I think of, you know, somebody like one of my friends is married to someone I think is a bully, and she definitely plays the victim role. And it is kind of this symbiotic, codependent relationship. But, of course, there's more subtler things. So I think it's if you are feeling like things happened to you and it was just out of your control, then you're perceiving yourself as the victim. What do you think?
I agree, but I think that's the victim role. But I'm going to share this with you. I don't think there is any such thing as a victim and or a bully. I think that we come here to learn soul lessons, and so we choose to play a role, okay, so we can learn the lesson. So, and I'm going to say that, and people are like, what are you talking about? I would never choose to get beat up in a relationship.
Right.
I have a friend of mine, and he says to me, he stood on stage, and he says, my ex-wife took everything from me, my high school yearbook, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I was listening to him, I was like, are you kidding me? Well, and so he looked like the victim. So we all gave him a high school yearbook and, you know, said, hey, kudos to you, and you got your yearbook now. But talking to him deeper, what I realized is that, you know, he and his wife, he's had some knockdown, drag-out fights where they were, like, literally shoving and pushing each other. Was she the bully or was he the bully, or were they both the bully and both the victim? So you can swap roles in this deal, okay? You really can. And I told him, I said, listen, I said, first of all, you're thinking something is happening to you, but you chose this before you were ever born. And I said, because I believe that you create what you want to learn and what you want to teach. And the best way to teach something is learn it first, okay? So, you know, I have a friend of mine, she says, you know, I was born into this family that didn't love me, and she goes, and couldn't stand me, and they were abusive to me. Was she a victim? She goes, no, I'm not a victim. I believe in the law of attraction. In my soul, when I decided to learn something before I came, call it heaven, my aunt, call it whatever you want to call it, she goes, I said, my soul wanted to learn loving unconditionally and wanted to learn self-love. And how do we learn? Most of the time we learn lessons like that by contrast, okay? How do you learn to love yourself? By being in situations or being with people that don't love you or can't stand you. Or how do you be, how do you learn to, right? I mean, you know, we learn by contrast. Wouldn't it be great if God could, God or the God of our understanding, however you see it, Buddha, doesn't really matter, I call it a higher power, waves the magic wand and says, okay, you love yourself now. And boom, you do. Not like that. Usually we're put in circumstances where we learn to love or we learn to, and we can't change that person who is a bully or we can't change that person who's always having things happen to them. We just can't. The only person we can change is ourselves. You know what I mean? And pick up your stuff and move on. I mean, you know, I talked to a guy today and his girlfriend is doing all these things to him, he said. She doesn't love me. She's not giving me a commitment. She's not communicating with me. Hey, buddy. Why are you asking me to communicate with her, right? Why aren't you communicating with her? Why?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So who's learning the lesson here? She seems like she's got it. He's the only one that doesn't have it. This duo. So the dynamic duo. But that's my thoughts on it. And I'm pretty passionate about it because I was telling a friend of mine last night, I go, you know, relationships are here to show you what you need to heal about yourself, not to get him or her to call or not to get him or her to heal, come back. Right? Because when you're pushing someone and not allowing someone, not cool. And I've experienced that this is the seventh time this week, and this week's already just started Tuesday, that people have come to me. So what I'm going to say is, how do you identify yourself? Well, as a victim or a bully, you've probably been both, if you can distinguish between the two. That's the reason why I know I can't speak Chinese, because I can't even darn read it. You know what I mean? So have I been a victim and a bully? Yes, I have. Have you? Probably you have, right? We all have. But it's not about being the victim or the bully or getting that guy or that woman back. It's really learning the lessons, what you're here to learn. You know what I mean? And being the victim or bully doesn't even include romantic relationships. It can be business. It can be personal. It can be friendship. It can be anything. So what do you think about that, the law of attraction? And as I ramble on about it, I'm so sorry. So, you know, and I'm going to give you some
help. You know, one thing, do you think anybody ever perceives himself as a bully? I mean, honestly, and I know some bullies. I know some big bullies. I think they would all be completely shocked if they knew that they were perceived as bullies. You know, it's one thing to be the sixth grade playground bully. It's another thing to be a grown man who is bullying people. And to them, they think they're just being assertive or aggressive or whatever. They don't see themselves as a bully. How would you tell people to identify themselves as someone who is perceived as being a bully by other people, because that's somebody that nobody else wants to be around. And so that's going to certainly hurt their self-esteem when they know that people are pushing away from them. But I don't think bullies ever perceive themselves as that.
Right, exactly. My cousin was a bully. I'm just kidding.
Did he beat you up?
He pushed me around. Yes, he did. So many times when we were kids. But, how do you know that if you're a bully?
How do you?
Well,
that's a good question. I've never been one.
Ever. I know, exactly.
I was the pansy that they picked on. I can't be bald.
Right, exactly. Well, there's passive bullies side, okay, you know, and there's passive aggressive people, and I think that's a form of bullying right there, okay?
Yeah.
And you wrote a whole book on that, passive aggressive behavior. And we'll talk about that. Facebook is the best passive aggressive tool there is.
It is.
And I wrote a book about it, guys. Yeah, and we'll talk about that. But I think being passive aggressive is something that is being a bully and a control freak and all these things. You know, because how do you know if you're a bully? When you're looking at someone and saying they need to change and they need to do something because it needs to make me happy. I'm not happy because I don't have that person. Or I'm not happy because I don't have that job. I'm not happy because I don't have that situation. And I need to make them listen to me and learn to be the kind of person I want them to be, right? And parents are bullies. Really, they are. We do that with our kids. We say, okay, you need to be the daughter or the son that I want you to be. Or to make me happy, to make me look like a good parent. Really? You know what? Mm-hmm. To deal with your children, deal with your man, your woman, is they're here to be the best who they can be. And you're mirroring what they are and what they need to heal and the good stuff, okay? So if you're having issues with that, oh, gosh, man, you know, some of my friends are on here. I'm already getting texts from them. Sorry. If you are sitting there trying to control a situation and push yourself onto someone and to make them change that it's the best for them. Really, let's be honest. It's not really sometimes the best for them, or maybe it is, but it is also the best for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're pushing them and not allowing them, okay? And you're doing something to get a reaction, you know what I mean? And you're doing
right.
it something to get them back. Is that bullying? You bet it is. And really, when you can say, I'm here to learn a lesson, what's my lesson here, instead of looking out and say, why aren't they calling me? Why isn't my daughter, by the way, I've been a bully with her, I've been a bully in relationships myself, so I can admit that, it's not a problem. But what,
it's not a problem.
What is, yeah, why? Right, because usually I'm running the other way from relationships, as you know, so it's all good. But when you can say, what is my lesson here to learn? Right, and you can identify that. Someone told me last night, I'm here to learn to love unconditionally, and that's my lesson to learn. And with my daughter, yeah, I'm here, you know, I'm giving an example. With my daughter, I'm here to learn to let her be the person that she wants to be and take her own time getting there, where she, you know, walking the daily walk, whatever it is that, you know, she's here to do. With the man in my life, if I had one, you know, or in the past, it was my lesson to let them be who they are. And if I don't like what they are, then it's not for me to change or bitch about it or say I'm being abused. You know, it's about me saying, hey, enough. I can't change them. I can change myself and move on. But there's something about getting all the sympathy, you know, about being a victim. There's something about being, you know, getting that man or that woman to love you and getting them to change their mind, you know, but is that really love? You know what I mean? And sometimes I think, yeah, right?
Change
right?
their mind. Mhm.
Yeah, and maybe being a victim is you know, victims like being victims because they don't have to make a decision. They can
right.
sit there and let
exactly.
people take care of them, you know.
Yeah.
And sympathize mm-hmm. with them and feed their ego, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I do know, you know. And I'm
it's, yeah.
As I said, yeah. What do you feel about that? Tell me about you because I know you're.
Oh, I get seething angry with victims that I know because it's their failure to take responsibility for their own situation. You know, it's just like, it's like saying I'm not an adult, you know, and it just, it makes your stomach turn. It makes you cringe. It just makes you want to vomit when you see one of your friends who's a grown person, man or woman, you know, successful adult who's got, seems to have their life together, who is as, you know, basically saying, oh, it's just out of my control. You know, it's out of my hands. I just can't change. I can't do anything. And it's just like they're so put upon. And so they're basically just copping out. You're just, they're just saying, I'm not going to own my mistakes. I'm not going to own my decisions. I'm going to blame it on somebody else. So I really have a hard time with victims.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I
know.
Do. But, yeah. It's one thing
please,
perhaps to have abused people. That's a totally different story. People who are definitely mentally, psychologically, physically abused, and I understand they get into that pattern of the, you know, the clinical kind of victim. And that's not what we're talking about. You know, we're not talking about someone who really seriously needs an intervention of a cops, you know, to pull the creep away from them, but we're talking about just regular people who seem successful, and yet they're always feeling like, oh, everyone was mean to me, or the ex hurt me, the ex abused me, you know, the ex wounded me, and it's always the ex that wounded them. If you've noticed, it's always the last person in their life, and they can't trust, or they can't, you know, take responsibility, and that's really what it comes down to. It's not wanting to step up and be an adult and say, I control my own life, I make my own decisions, and I'm going to take responsibility for my decisions. So I have a real problem with the victims. You can
well, I do too. I have a problem, and the thing about it is here's the deal. You've got to identify which one you are, and you've probably been both in relationships. If you've been passive aggressive, you've been a victim and you've been a bully. You just do it differently. You know,
mm-hmm.
stopping talking to someone when you don't like what they say is being a bully. I mean, really, come on. And so then you look at it and you go, okay, what am I here? So we can talk about bullies and what is a bully, what is a victim. We're clear on that. But why did you choose to be a bully and a victim in the relationship? And then you look at all your relationships, and you're going to see that most of the times your relationships aren't that good, okay, if you have the bully role in this particular one. This is not the first time this has happened. Or do you have the victim role in one of them? So then you say to yourself, and you go, you know what, this is not a bit comfortable for me because, and I told this to this person today, I want this person in my life, and I want them to come back to me, and I want them to be everything that I want them to be. How many times are you using the word I? You know what I mean? And how do I get them back?
I want,
and how
yeah.
do I, yeah, mm-hmm. I want, and how I make them do. I mean, you get questions like that. So then you stop yourself. I'm saying all of us do this because I've done the same thing myself. And you stop yourself and you go, you know what? I am so much more than this situation. And angels, God, higher power, higher, if you're agnostic, higher, you're part of me, tell me what lesson I'm here to learn and to teach. Because if you're just sitting there like a big toad, we've all been big toads, just sit there taking, you know, and you're not giving, you know, it's a circle of life, right? Then you got to say, okay, what am I here to learn? And it's not about getting this guy back or this woman back. It's really not. It's about ironing out the karma, your soul agreement, and what you came here to learn and what you came here to teach. So when you can step aside and say, what am I here to learn? What am I getting here to teach? Then you can find some real peace. And a lot of times, you guys, it's stuff that came back that started in childhood, past lives, okay, or yesterday, okay, you know, so you look at how your relationships are going. But don't only look at your romance ones. It's, this is something, a message I got in meditation. Look at all your relationships. I was like, okay. And, boy, you take a big knot in your throat and you swallow. And you're like, I can't even swallow that so big because most of my relationships look like this current relationship that I'm in on some level, right? Mm-hmm. And then you ask for help. And, you know, you can ask Archangel Shamuel. It's a great angel for soulmate relationships. Hathor, our Ascended Master Hathor, she is a great one for helping you find the why. And why is this happening to me again in a relationship? And I promise you it's not that guy or that girl in front of you or your child or your mom or your dad. There's really no victims here. I'm going to correct myself on this, except for little children. Now, I think they are victims. I really do. But we're not victims. We really aren't. You know, so that's what I do feel. And, as I said, I've dealt with it tons of times this week, just this week alone. And I'm only on Tuesday. And I was like, man, we got to do a show about this, you know. Mm-hmm. And the passive-aggressive behavior, that's being a bully. It's also playing a victim. He did this to me, or my kid did this to me, and I can't talk about it, right? So I'm just not going to talk to him. I mean, that's being a bully right there. It really is. And you're not a victim either because somebody did something to you. You're here to learn a lesson and to get through this and to have the great love that you're looking for. Then you ask yourself, what am I here to learn? Marianne Williamson does something because we've been studying The Course in Miracles. I'm going to share this whole story about Di. Di told me the other day, I'm going to get The Course in Miracles, a cup of coffee, and not be so hormonal. It's all good. So,
my life will be wonderful.
Yeah. You know what? When you stopped and you slowed down a little bit, it turned out amazing, right? You got everything that you were looking for, confirmation, you know, and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you stopped and just quit looking at stuff up the outside. You looked at stuff on the inside. I've done the same thing before. Why is this happening again? Where is this guy at? Where is this situation at, you know? So, ask yourself those questions. Why is this happening to me again? What am I here to learn? And then you go to your higher self and you ask and you say, or Buddha or God, whoever you believe in, and find out. The person I told you about that asked the question, got on stage and telling that story, I was like, oh, my gosh, right? Such a turnoff, you know, because when I heard him, and he's a strong man, and I was like, this is just not good for me to be around.
Not good.
And so... for me to be around, right? I was like, I can't take him. He's myself, you know. And the long story short, he came to me, you know, a few months later. I was like, you know what? You're not a victim here. You and your ex-wife have thrown some physical punches and some spiritual punches at each other. Time to stop. And if you want to be my friend and hang out with me, I go, that's the only way I'm going to do that. I can't change you, but I can certainly pick the people I hang out with, you know. So.
That's right.
Yeah, you know.
And you won't be one.
I'm on my soapbox. You know, and but you guys, one thing that Di taught me this too as well, you know, people that are victims and bullies in a relationship are acting that role out ever happy.
No.
I don't think so.
Never.
I mean, ever. And until you take on the responsibility, I created this, I chose this on some level for what reason, and ask the lesson that you need to learn. And then once you get that, it's good. And be super careful about reaching out to people in your relationship, you guys. And this is something I've learned, and I got a strong message to share this with you. Because as you reach out to people and, you know, and you tell them about your problem, okay, your biggest problem is you. My biggest problem, right, is me. About a year and a half ago, and I told this to Di. I told her, I said, you know, I'm going to stop dating, stop doing anything. I get rid of all the drama. The biggest drama was the mirror and the man in the mirror, right? Michael Jackson says that, you know, work on the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror. So I did that, and that, you know, and so I'm really clear about it. But when you start looking at yourself and saying, what do I need to change about me so I'm not so angry or so I'm not so much controlling, or I quit worrying and sweating out that this situation, this job, this girl, this man, this child, whatever is not going to work out. And I say, what do I need to change about me? Because I'm going to tell you something right now, you guys, and this, and I know this, that if you don't heal it within yourself, you're going to get the constant situation again and again and again. Mm-hmm. Marianne Williamson does something called romantic relationship, the best. It really helped me in the way I view relationships now. And that person that's in front of you, if you're not looking towards your higher power, both of you are looking towards your higher power, and you're saying, instead of looking at him or her to build you up, to make you feel happy, because they're going to let you down. That's part of the human experience. But if you're looking towards your creator, okay, and you're saying, how can I get better? And they're looking toward their creator, and then it becomes a relationship of not an exclusive love, but inclusive love. So you love, therefore, it might be man and woman, or, you know, I'm saying man and woman, gay, you know, gay relationships, whatever it is, and that may be your lover. But it's not only loving him or loving her. It's loving everyone the same as God loves us, you know. And that is taking a long time to understand. And when I say it, you guys are like, what? I get it. You know, but inclusive, exclusive. Exclusive love never works. It just doesn't. But if you love that person and you love him, you love her, and you love everybody around you, and you go, I'm here to love and to love like God loves. The form may be with this man or this woman to be my lover, my husband, my mate. With my child, but loving everyone and being receptive to that, that's where you're going to find some true happiness, unconditional love. Like, God loves us all unconditionally, no matter what we do, right, or who we are. It's kind of cool, I think, when you put it like that. And then you have Archangel Shamuel, which you brought you your relationship to you, and dies with him, with a guy now that loves her with all her heart and in his heart. And you have Hathor to help you with the pain. And the Course in Miracles, it helps you get through anything. And a cup of coffee.
And that's all you need. I'm getting the Course in Miracles and I'm getting a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee and Course in Miracles. That's it. And diet study breakfast, you guys, that will help you with passive aggressive behavior, because I think a lot of us suffer from that. Myself, any of us, we're all not exempt from that. So on some level, we've all created that drama in our life. So, what's the book that you know, we wrote a book together, but you got another one out there I think is the best and the funniest book, because people use Facebook and Twitter. Somebody called me about 2 weeks ago telling me they broke up with their mate on Facebook. Who does that? I'm not kidding. They're 20-something.
Children do that, and yet it happens to adults. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It's completely unbelievable. It's just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. It's something like a 13-year-old kid might do, but adult. And, you know, I found out one man that was cheating on me through Facebook, and I was in my 40s. I'm in my 50s now. I was in my 40s, and I was like, really? Yeah, I signed out through Facebook? So it's unreal I think Twitter's kind of taken over Facebook, but my book is called Facebook, the Greatest Passive Aggressive Weapon Ever. And really it could be social media, the greatest passive aggressive weapon ever. Because, you know, there's Instagram and Twitter and all different kinds of, social. I mean, there's always, every year it seems like there is a new one, a latest and greatest one, and everyone says, oh, Facebook is so old, I don't use Facebook anymore, now I use Twitter, and now, oh, Twitter is so old, now I use Instagram. But the fact is, people are still using some form of social media, if not all forms. There's some people who are on it constantly, and a lot of their life's big, you know, their major moves, they have to document on Facebook. But a lot of times, the people who care about them the most are finding out these things on Facebook rather than face-to-face like they should. So it's just, it's kind of ridiculous, but, yeah, it's a self-help book, but it's also humorous. So as ours is, too, which is called You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me. So that one also is a funny book, but, yeah, a great book for self-help and you know, finding your own self-esteem, which really both books are about that. It's finding your own self-esteem and realizing you're better than that. You're better than, you know, the crap that people put out on social media just to hurt you or to make their point without having to actually tell you in person. So there's definitely Facebook bullies, you know. People my age are Facebook bullies, and they don't even think of themselves as such. But it's just ridiculous when you see adults acting like children, and they do when they get behind a computer. I think they feel faceless and nameless, and they can just do whatever they want without any consequences. But if they only realize they look like big buffoons, it's the rest of us. So that's the book, as well as, like I said, our book is funny and informative, and everything we talk about on the air, you know, is in our book. So I would definitely recommend people buy that one too. Did I lose you, Turi? Hello? I think I did. Well, anyway, I don't know if I dropped off or you dropped off, but I guess I will dial back in and see if you're there.
Anyway, I'm not sure if anyone's still here, but I'm going to leave this on and just give a couple announcements. If you want to be a part of a show that I'm doing on Saturday morning, I'm actually doing it for people in Hong Kong, and so it's at 11 a.m., but I'm going to open it up for everybody, and we're going to talk about The Course in Miracles, Angels, and Love, and so I'm super excited about it. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Because they give you great suggestions and a lot of free things when you follow a show. So, and Blog Talk is so good to the people that listen, the listeners. Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Like us. That's where we put a lot of our posts and a lot of free things on there too as well. And you guys have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.